This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State lawmakers passed a miniature stimulus package to conclude their three-day session. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Democrats in the state legislature did everything they planned during the special session that wrapped on Wednesday afternoon. They passed 10 bills that included about $280 million in stimulus spending and tax breaks. That includes $100 million for the state's public health response, along with $57 million in grants for small businesses. Republicans joined Democrats to co-sponsor some of the bills, and they helped soften a proposal that would have limited aid to businesses in counties that are not complying with state health orders. But many requests from Republican lawmakers, including weakening the governor's emergency powers, were all but ignored. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Chaffee, Fremont, and Crawley counties are among the latest to increase restrictions following a rise in coronavirus cases. KRCC's Alina Rivera reports.
Chaffee and Fremont counties are reducing capacity for most locations from 50% to 25%. In Chaffee County, public health officials say social gatherings and travel outside the county are the two biggest reasons for the uptick in coronavirus cases. Crowley County is also tightening restrictions. Under state guidelines, capacity is reduced to 25% for most spaces. Indoor dining and other indoor events are not allowed. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Changes go into effect for Crawley County tomorrow, on Friday for Chaffee and Fremont counties. Coming up, Georgia election official Gabe Sterling talks about his plea to Donald Trump and other Republicans to condemn threats against election officials. That's next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, a third, bigger wave of the coronavirus has hit Colorado. And just like the pandemic, when it first started, communities of color are hit hardest.
We've seen a number of different families with multiple family members positive. We know families who've had multiple deaths in the families.
Health reporter John Daly has that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Mostly cloudy in Denver and Colorado Springs, 27 degrees. It is 20 and clear for Vail. You're listening to CPR News.